Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I just finished a full Ironman event, which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And that brings my total to 4 Ironman events and a full marathon just in the past 12 months. An important factor for me is recovery, because a couple of those events have been back-to-back. I can exercise as much as I want, but I need to be able to recover as well. Balance of Nature is the most natural form of fuel that I can get on a race. It's helping me to be able to push my body to the limits.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Yo, we had to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. One of my favorites, good old Kansas. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is an amazing supplement. It has 31 fruits and vegetables. You just can't go wrong. And here's the deal. They'll get it out to you in 24 hours. They'll give you a free health coach to talk to at your disposal. And what's really nice about this is that you're getting actual fruits and vegetables where they take the very best fruits, the very best vegetables. They take out the air and water. They leave you with the nutrients, all those golden nutrients, all the minerals, all the quality. That's what you're getting. And it's 31 fruits and vegetables a day. I mean, you've got to do something. I would recommend taking a supplement. I would also recommend the fact that that you start taking one right away, because I think you're going to need it. And I think you need it right now. I think you also need to add extra to your food storage. I actually think this would be a great idea for people out there to make sure you have this on hand. So get over to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. Our food supply is in trouble. If you haven't recognized that yet, do your homework. But I am telling you, when I did my homework on this particular company, I've been nothing but happy ever since I found Balance of Nature. I love the product myself. So does my husband. And guess what? The people that I know take it have not gotten sick. And I'm telling you, you need to shore up on vitamins and minerals. Go to balanceofnature.com, and I highly, highly recommend this supplement. It is very clean. It's a very, very clean product. Put in the code KATE, though, to get 30% off and free shipping. I have Dr. Pesta back and also Uncle Milty. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
And so let's talk about it. Let's wind up the hypocrisy, because we want to talk about the third. What were the first two again?
Yeah, before the break, we ran out of time. So mm-hmm. We had three issues that I really do believe are make or break. They're pivotal issues that demonstrate that the Democrats only play politics, that all of their outrage, all of their indignation is not legitimate. They are just looking for greater power. That's all they want. And the first one was the Kimmel situation. You had people like Roseanne Barr. You have people like Megyn Kelly, who were dismissed for so much less than what Jimmy Kimmel has done. And that fake apology where Jimmy Kimmel comes out and I grudgingly apologize because right-wingers who are the real racists will take joy in this. That's just despicable. So the whole hashtag MeToo thing, the fact that all these corporations hold on to Jimmy Kimmel's while they get rid of Megyn Kelly's, that right there shows you that mm-hmm. This is all about selling products. It has nothing to do with actual equality. Number two, you've got the Tara Reid situation. Hashtag MeToo, believe all women, unquestioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't let men get away with lying now, even if it's 30 years later. And how when that was turned around on Biden, crickets. In fact, many feminist women decided that it doesn't matter to me if he did it. I don't care if he did it. I'm still voting for him.
Yep.
That's the end of the hashtag MeToo movement, as far as I'm concerned. And perhaps most glaringly is this new hypocrisy that is even bigger than feminists. It's even bigger than the race baiters. It's this idea that protesting, burning down, looting, all of that's okay in the middle of COVID, but church, family, beach, 4th of July celebration are huge no-goes. That I have not even attempted to hear anybody on the left justify that. They say it as if it's it's the most logical thing in the world that we're going to lock you down for everything unless it's protest. Not a single attempt by any major news site, any of the mainstream media, to actually explain to us poor benighted citizens why one thing is not like another. Remember the old Sesame Street thing? Mm-hmm. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is not the same. And you show an empty church, an empty restaurant, an empty beach, and thousands of idiots in the street pulling down statues, right? Yeah. Which one is not like the other?
Oh,
because for some reason, that kind of, maybe the racial fury of the protesters is a brand new antibody
maybe
that nobody told us about.
Like
but
rage.
Short of that,
rage is on your side. Rage will stop the symptoms of COVID. Okay.
Well, racial rage.
Oh,
not
racial.
Right-wing hate.
You're
not right-wing hate.
You're right. And then there's the rage for the non-mask wearers, for the mask wearers. And so I'm an anti-mask wearer, so there's a lot of rage pointed my way. And this is usually done by the worst virtue signalers of them are the same ones that will murder your baby in a heartbeat, yet they clamor for the life. They want every life to be protected, even if it's insane, even if it's unreasonable, and even if it sounds completely stupid, like if they told people to crawl on the ground because COVID was 3 feet high, really got us at 3 feet altitude, people would crawl on the ground and they would condemn everyone else around them for not doing the same and endangering them. They'll murder your baby, but you know, this is up for case
another
review.
Another example, this is Andrew Cuomo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who got nothing but great publicity for the way he handled COVID, even though more New York City people died than anybody else.
Right.
And on the other hand, you turn around, he blames Trump for it. Just last week he said, this is Trump's fault that Trump didn't put people in nursing homes, you did it. And when you actually asked Donald Trump for help, he sent the Navy ship Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
He sent incredible amounts of respirators.
Mm-hmm.
You turned an entire park into a hospital and you didn't need any of it. So the idea that Trump, who sent you everything you could possibly have wanted, is responsible, but you share no responsibility, that's typical progressive thinking.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. So let me talk about the redefining of the new test positive case. Because everybody, so there's a lot of articles today saying ICUs are filling up with COVID patients, okay? You can't be in the hospital with COVID unless you have other things going on. Because if you're COVID only, you're just sent home because there's no treatment. So that means that you're in the hospital for cancer, you're in the hospital for COPD, they happen to test you, and you test positive for having coronavirus, which is cold virus. It's very generic PCR testing. Well, that wasn't good enough. They weren't getting enough test positives, even though probably a third of our nation would probably test positive for COVID, because virus levels in bodies all stagger, but we all have virus in our system. So the PCR test is going to pick up on something, probably in a third to half of us, okay? So here's the deal. Here's the new redefining of the test positive COVID. It used to be that you took the PCR test, and despite the 50% false positives that it could produce, it would still say you were test positive, okay, for corona in general. And they would take that and they would assign the word COVID to it, just like they did during SARS. It's the same exact test, the PCR, but in the time of SARS, around the year 2002, 2003, any test positive was considered SARS. Now the same exact test positive is considered COVID for political reasons, because this is what we're calling it right now. So with that being said, it used to be the test positive would say that you had it. Now they've redefined it to a couple of things. Number one, if you're around a test positive person, you do not have to be tested yourself. You could have been in contact with a test positive. You could be in contact with a probable test positive. That means they haven't been tested. They think they have it, and you came in contact with them. Or an endemic area. Now, an endemic area is defined by the CDC as this. An endemic area is a constant presence and or usual prevalence of a disease or infectious agent in a population within a geographical area. Meaning that every area in America is endemic to COVID now. So if you're in an area with COVID, if you're around somebody with COVID, and if you're around somebody who thinks they're COVID, you are now a test positive case and can be counted in this. And as far as deaths go, the new criteria is about the same. So it's about the same in you would be counted as a death if you had two or more symptoms, meaning if you had a fever and let's say the chills, Now, that could be a common cold. It could be the flu. It could be all kinds of things. But they're going to say it's COVID now. They're just going to say that it's COVID if you happen to be around somebody that was a probable case in an area or around somebody with COVID. So that means now you've died of COVID. It's like saying you died of the common cold. Mm-hmm. That's how ridiculous this is. So now it's so broad that it's like Oprah. You have COVID and you have a COVID and you have a COVID. They're passing it out like candy because they wanted the numbers to go up. They want the numbers to go up. And if that tells anyone in our population that there is an end game to this, well, it should, because they want the numbers to rise. So they keep broadening the fashion by which the numbers come into the hospitals. So when the hospitals say we're overrun with COVID, that means they're overrun with a lot of illnesses like cancer and everything else that happen to test positive for cold virus at the same time. But it's like a seatbelt. If you're not wearing a seatbelt in an accident, it can be the indicator of death if you're already in a severe accident, but it is never the causation of an accident. Okay? Me not wearing a seatbelt driving down the road would never cause an accident. Me in the hospital because I wasn't wearing it, well, that's just one added thing on top of the fact that I was either driving recklessly or somebody hit me or I ran off the road or whatever. It's never the cause. So that what they're doing now is blaming COVID for everything. And if you have even two of symptoms of cough, chills, fever, sore throat, shortness of breath, smell deficiency, pneumonia. If you have any of those and you have two of them, you're considered test positive now for COVID. It's amazing.
It's very amazing.
It is. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with the fact that we have a screwed up system where you get funded if you report more cases. I mean, if Donald Trump had the power, I don't think he does, but if he could put pressure on it to change the calculus, mm-hmm. that you will get more money as a hospital for every case that's not a COVID case. Mm-hmm. Watch how those numbers would miraculously shrink overnight.
Yep. You're exactly right. There's a huge money component to this because they're getting the money from FEMA. They're getting the money from Medicaid. They're getting the money. And so in all kinds of different areas.
What we've done to the hospitals is what we've mm-hmm. done to the public schools already, right?
Yes.
That the worse they perform, they are invested in low performance because there's bailouts, number one. And when you can take a public school kid who can't learn or won't learn and you diagnose him mm-hmm. as developmentally challenged or having mm-hmm. a reading or a comprehension problem or having an educational issue, call him sick instead of a failure, you get even more money than you would have gotten if you actually got him through his classes.
Yes.
So there's an incentive in the public schools to label kids disabled who just aren't interested or lazy or not that smart. They don't fail. Now they become special cases, disability mm-hmm. cases, mm-hmm. where the schools get even more money. And that's exactly the paradigm that we're seeing with
yes.
COVID.
And yep. one more thing, I just want everyone to know, in my local newspaper, they had the same phrase and they're using it all over the country right now. And I want everyone to realize they're saying this phrase. Now go look up your local paper and see if this phrase is used. Nearly one third of all ICU coronavirus patients in a Houston hospital system are reportedly under 50. They're going with the one-third ratio. They're saying one-third of ICU coronavirus patients. You know why? Because about a third of everybody are going to test positive for COVID no matter what you have. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to the fact you have cancer or whatever you have. What it means is they're all going with the same byline today. So medical directors across the country are reporting one-third of their cases. Isn't that amazing that they all have one-third of their cases that are COVID? The other headline you're going to see is that they're younger. And it's because you have people with all kinds of things now, and they broaden the definition to encompass so many people that, of course, your ratio is going to go to younger people now, mm-hmm. not just the older people. And this is how they're doing it. They're so manipulative. They're lying. They're deceitful. And they have a lot of medical directors that are doing this across the nation and in on this scam.
Well, and something kind of related to this, to briefly skip gears. I don't know if you guys saw this. It's in the news right now. Talk about it after the break. But Reddit, one of the social media giants, has now decided that they consider themselves a community belonging group, not a community attack group. So they have banned 2,000 conservative accounts, including the a Donald Trump one. The media purge is beginning here. You've got the corporations, other corporations now, have basically told the big tech companies, we want more censorship, and the censorship is coming.
Yep, and they have it dead enough for COVID, so that's Trump's fault too. So, oh boy, everything is Trump's fault too.
Yep.
Just want to mention that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milton.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.